was the game like tonight for you back home?
That was awesome. Can't wipe the smile off my face right now. It was probably one of the most memorable games that I've played and I've been a part of. And it's even better that we came in and got the 2 points. And I'm pretty excited to go see my family and friends right now after these interviews.
What makes the big difference tonight? Was it battle right to the end?
Well, I think we turned the puck over a little too much than we're usually accustomed to. But guys just kept battling. We showed great resiliency, and the crowd got going, and there was a lot of momentum shifts in the game. But as the game wore on, we just tried to keep wearing them down, and obviously we did that.
Talk to me about the hit on Montoya. Were you concerned about that? Did you see anything?
Honestly, I didn't see it, but I have to see the video again. But we've seen a lot of those lately, and that's all I can really comment, I guess, about that.
Ça t'en français maintenant, premier match ici à Winnipeg devant tes amis, ta famille, comment c'était, comment tu t'es senti?
Ah ben, je suis pas mal content. J'étais un peu nerveux au commencement du jeu, puis je pense après mes premiers deux ou trois coups sur la patinoire, j'ai eu une chance de me calmer un peu, puis je pense que j'ai bien joué ce soir.
Il y avait-tu pas mal de monde à Saint-Malo ici ce soir?
Oui, j'aimerais beaucoup. Je pense au fin du match, il y avait presque 100 personnes ici. So, c'est beaucoup de personnes, de famille, puis mes amis de sud du Manitoba, puis ils sont tellement fiers de moi. Puis je suis content qu'on ait une chance de jouer ici, puis on a gagné.
Parle-moi du match maintenant, une
victoire, c'est tout bien? Oui, c'est deux victoires en fil sur la route. Puis je pense qu'on joue bien depuis les dernières 3-4 semaines. Puis on veut continuer à jouer comme ça.
Merci. It's your second year in the league. Well, personally, you've been getting more points a lot lately. You feeling more comfortable in your second year?
Yeah, and I'm feeling more comfortable, but with comfortability comes, pressure and responsibility. And you got those expectations a little bit that get put on you by yourself and by the other people in the media. But, maybe I didn't get the start that I necessarily wanted to, but I was still playing solid. But, especially in the last 10 games or so, I think I've chipped in with 5 or 6 points. So puck's starting to go in for me and starting to get those bounces. But most importantly, I think I'm playing really good and sound defensively, and that's my bread and butter, and that's what's most important to me.
What did you think of this game? Because it looked like it was going to be a 6-5 game, a high-scoring game after the first period. Did you get a sense that everything settled down after the first 20?
Yeah. After we had talked in between the second and third there, first 20 was pretty crazy. You watch a lot of hockey games in this barn, and that's how it is because the crowd is so energetic and so into the game and feeding off that energy. But as the game went on, I think both teams settled into play a little bit and limited the amount of turnovers that were happening. And ultimately, we wanted to just stick to our game plan and play full 60, and thought we did a pretty good job.
What did you think of Nabby? I mean, coming in cold like that.
Well, I'm not a goalie, and I couldn't imagine coming in cold like that. But I thought he played a great game. He gave us an opportunity to win, and was stellar in the shootout. So, can't ask for anything more.
4 points out of 4 points in a 2-game mini road trip. Can't get much better than that, huh?
I know, the smile on my face with one tooth probably says it all. This is good hockey we've been playing lately, and most importantly, we've got to make sure that we keep the ball rolling here.
Does it make it extra special to pick up an assist in front of the
Yeah, I was hoping it was going to go in. I think it hit the post, and I was joking with Grabner after he was going to let it go in, but hit the post, and I was happy. It's got your name called a little bit, and like I said, my family and friends are probably ecstatic right now, and very proud of me, and looking forward to going to see them.
Could you hear them up there at all?
I couldn't really hear them. During the shootout, you'd look around, and you can see very few Islander fans get up and start cheering, so you could tell it was them.